KQ4LOO mobile.
4LOO, KD4HEY. Good morning. Name here's Jim.
Jim, how are you? This is Tao.
Wonderful. Just riding up I-85 northbound here in front of BMW. And see, the police are earning their money this morning.
I mean, they got a whole bunch of people pulled over left and right down through there, huh?
Here, I got on down there at Highway 29, and that is the fourth local or highway patrol that I have seen with someone pulled over in just these few miles.
You said four in just a few miles. Where are you headed, if you don't mind me asking?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm working up there. Took a trip in the Anderson area. Grew up in Abbeville and been living in Piedmont here as of late. But company hired me mid-March, made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So I relocated up there. Girlfriend lives in Anderson, South End. She was none too happy about it, but we've made the best of it.
Right now.
Like you're not holding the repeater, all I'm getting is what sounds like a whole bunch of kerchunks back to back. KD4HEY.
That's what I'm getting when you're in, too. Like I said, I live in Piedmont, too. I'm right here off of Log Shoals right now at the river.
I was at Ivy Acres, right off of River Road. I'm full-time RV, and I'm going into a hole, so I'm probably going to lose the repeater.
I don't know if I'm going to try to catch it in time, but I grew up in eastern North Carolina myself over in Greenville, so I'm pretty sure you know where that is.
Haven't been over there, haven't been to it, but I know where it is.
Hour and a half, 2 hours due east of you down 264.
That, yeah. So, how come you moved to the Greenville area?
Brought me back this way. I work over at Magna now, so I'm pretty sure you know where that is.
Yeah, I used to work right down the road at what was Android, and now it's a Michelin building. I wasn't there for that, but I was there 4.5 years there on Old Grove Road.
What were you talking about? Life kind of. The circumstances kind of brought me back this way. He took me to the mountains first and then down here in this area.
I fully understand. And now that you got, seems like you got a better signal, give me your name once again. I did not catch that.
Tao, it's spelled T-A-L.
Usual. So there's no mistaking when someone is calling Tao. They mean you. I work where I work now, of course, my formal name is James, and there's three of us in the office with the name James. And our corporate headquarters out in Salt Lake City, there's three Scotts, so including the CEO and his father.
That's kind of interesting.
Only one of us actually goes by James. I go, of course, by Jim, and my boss goes by Jay. So that helps eliminate confusion until someone is speaking about one of us and doesn't know that, you know, we've got our nicknames that we use to eliminate the confusion.
And I can't even imagine. I bet that is kind of fun, though.
All right, my friend, Kyle, I enjoyed making your acquaintance. I'm coming into Spartanburg, and I got a lot of noise on the repeater. Kind of as I suspected, you don't seem to be making the repeater again. But I'll say 73, and I'll be back down this way in a month, and maybe we'll make acquaintance again, catch up again on the air. This is KD4HEY. And Tal, if you're in there, I'll let you make a final, otherwise I'm clear.
I bet if I move 5 feet in my vehicle, I'll get a much better signal. But I'll be clear on this KQ4 LOO.